This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. One of the top podcasts on the charts right now imagines the U.S. in a massive blackout. No electricity, no cell phone service, and a potential conspiracy. It's fictional, and it's set in Berlin, New Hampshire. Blackout is a production of Endeavor Audio. It stars Rami Malek, who won an Academy Award earlier this year for his role in the film Bohemian Rhapsody. And the writer of the podcast is Scott Conroy. He spent some time in New Hampshire covering the First in the Nation primary for CBS News, Real Clear Politics, and the Huffington Post. Scott Conroy joins me by Skype. Scott, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So this podcast is really quite gripping. I was also struck by how sound rich it is.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
And I guess bonus, but the reason we're talking to you, of course, is that Blackout is set in Berlin with a lot of local references. A fighter jet crashes into Jericho Mountain at one point. What stood out to you about New Hampshire and the North Country specifically that made you think, oh, this would be a good setting for a podcast?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Massachusetts and had family in Bedford, actually.
Bedford, Massachusetts, or New Hampshire?
Bedford, New Hampshire.
Okay.
So grew up visiting them quite often, skiing and just spending a lot of time in the state. And then I was a political reporter for about 10 years covering presidential campaigns and really spent more time in New Hampshire probably than any other state. Ended up writing a book about New Hampshire politics called Vote First or Die. So the state is very much in my own personal DNA. And I've always been particularly fascinated by the North Country. It just seems like a place that has a really unique feel to it and culture. The people up there are pretty distinct in their outlook on a lot of things, I think.
Well, there's a scene in the third episode where your main character, Simon, and his wife are arguing. He had gone out the night before to host an impromptu call-in show, asking people to call in with their two-way radios, and people call in. And so his wife is chopping wood, and she's in canning stuff, and he and his wife begin to fight. And I want to play a clip of what she says during that fight.
The powers that be around here have gotten very good at keeping a lid on things, okay? But there's a lot of deep-rooted in this town.
What powers that be?
There's all kinds of conspiratorial stuff that goes on in the North Country. It's been that way since I was a kid. You've got the whack jobs over in Littleton, the whatever Masons down in Gorham.
The Illuminati in our breakfast cereal.
You know what? People who end up here, they're either born here or they're running from something. And the second type of person, that's who you need to be worried about. Because those people, they are attracted to chaos.
What are you saying? The people in Berlin had something to do with the blackout?
Who knows? Okay, but what I do know is that there are definitely people here who will exploit it the longer the power is out.
So I loved that scene because it sort of centers Berlin in this whole nationwide crisis, or at least hints that might be the thing. But I was also curious about, you know, what your time in New Hampshire has told you that made you feel like, oh, okay, it's believable that folks in this area would be such sort of fertile ground for conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
Obviously, as any of your listeners know, the kind of live free or die ethos that really permeates the state. I think it's the only state motto that anyone outside of the state has ever heard of before, which says something. There's kind of this natural sort of skeptical take on authority and a premium on this independent, you know, we can do this ourselves kind of mentality that exists in New Hampshire. You know, even as the state has sort of morphed politically over the last couple decades, I think that is something that is pervasive kind of across the traditional ideological spectrum. So there are a few different kind of pockets of that kind of sentiment that I try to cull from.
And I wanted to ask you about accents as well, because, I mean, you've likely encountered in your reporting here the real New Hampshire accents. And some of the characters here try to approach that. And I think some, you know, to some degree they succeed. I mean, Madeline, the storekeeper, has what is meant to sound like a North Country accent.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Madeline.
You trying out the dark roast this week. Let me know how you like it.
Are the beans fair trade?
Fair who?
Nothing.
$1.30.
So is that kind of what you were imagining?
Yeah, she's the one that really does the kind of, as you say, exactly right, the full North Country accent. And that was something that the actor that plays that role really just researched on her own and I thought did really well. Some of the other characters, I think they have what people might traditionally think of as more of like a Boston or a Massachusetts accent, maybe.
And yes.
You know, some people in New Hampshire might be kind of defensive about that.
So for fans of the podcast, we're waiting on episode 5. Any hints of what's going to happen, what more we're going to learn?
I guess to whet the appetite without giving away too much, I'll just say that we'll have a little bit of a time jump here for the back half of the season. The first 4 episodes all take place within a very confined period, 3 days right after the blackout. So going into the next one, we'll have quite a bit of time that has gone by, and life will look a little bit different for our characters. So that's what you can look forward to.
Scott Conroy, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
That's Scott Conroy. He is the writer behind the podcast Blackout, and he joined me by Skype.